Welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
I'm Sarah.
And Sarah's web, or your camera just went crazy for a second. It's fine now. You were like frozen and then you kind of glitched a little bit, but you're fine now.
Well, I don't know. Technology has been weird for me this week, so it could possibly be me.
Just this week? Isn't it like a everyday type of thing with you, technology?
Kinda. But it's been especially rough this last week, I guess I should say.
Yeah, what's been going on?
Work has just been a nightmare. Because I work in healthcare. Let me start there. I work in healthcare. So I have to deal with insurance. And I have to verify.
I didn't hear anything of what you just said. You froze, and then it was just like every now and then something would come in.
Damn. Okay. All right. So hopefully it's not going to do that again. Fingers crossed.
You might turn your camera off and it can save. I know that it doesn't, it's not really great, but it helps with bandwidth. And now it's just a name. Well, this is going really well. All right, we're back for a take two. Let's see how this goes.
Take two, big sequel. Okay, so I have to verify insurance because I work in a healthcare setting. Insurance is update at the beginning of the year. But the thing is that those insurance companies don't always have the benefits available at the beginning of the year. Or before the end of the year. So it's just been trying to verify the insurance benefits for people and then finding out some people owe like a lot of money because they have a high deductible and their deductible doesn't cover anything until it's fully met. And so because the websites are, you know, being overrun at this time of year, it's really hard to get connected to the proper website to get the benefit information to then input into our system. So then that means that I have to spend a lot of time on the phone trying to get a hold of the insurance company to be able to do anything. And getting a real live person on the phone with an insurance company is nightmarish. Like, I don't know if you've ever had to do this, but it's awful. It sucks. I hate it. It was one of the things I hated the most when I was working as a pharmacy tech because I had to verify insurance benefits there as well. And that was my least favorite part, was having to call the insurance to get the benefits if I couldn't get the website to work. And it's just been awful.
You know, for such a profitable company or nice area, you would think that they would have a better way, but it's probably easier for them to not do it because it makes it to where patients actually have to pay more than they should have to. It's frustrating. I hate health insurance. It's insane.
I also hate health insurance, and it is insane. It's just my favorite thing, though, is like, okay, the people who are prescribing these treatments and these medications and whatnot went to school for a very long time to be able to, you know, talk about these things and to prescribe medications. Why does the insurance company get to decide whether or not the medicine is valid or the prescription is valid? Like, that doesn't sound like it's medically necessary. Well, how do you know? Did you go to school for this?
No.
Like, why do you get to make the rules on this?
Yeah, and my thing would be like, well, I think you need to talk to the doctor about why they think it's medically necessary, and figure that out, and then you can figure it out from there, because that's not my problem. That's insane.
It is. It's awful. I hate it. I hate having to be on the phone with the insurance and trying to get through to a person, because the automated system doesn't have the answers that you need. I told one of my coworkers, I said, you know, if I'm having this much difficulty, can you imagine how difficult it is for the average person?
Like, yeah, especially if it's someone that is like an older age that doesn't have very good hearing, they're not very good with the computers, not very good with the phones.
Right.
Or just someone that doesn't really understand technology all that well. That's the thing it's like frustrating that's an issue that we run into. But like one of the things that we have at work that we're kind of running into is we want to include like all these new technologies, but then it's like some people don't even know how to use a computer. And it's like, that's one of the like most basic things that they need to be able to do. Yeah, they're not going to be using the computer all the time. I don't expect them to write a dissertation, but I do expect them to be able to log in and check their email and check their training by themselves. Like, that's not something that's astronomical for me to request. I don't understand. It's crazy.
Right? Like, how do you expect people to do their job if they can't do the most basic of things?
Yeah. Well, I've had a fun time this week with tech, not really technology. It's really more banking.
Yes.
So on, I think it was Tuesday, I went to go buy some flowers for Ryan's aunt who passed away, because he flew back to Indiana on Wednesday, because her funeral was on Thursday. So he flew back on Wednesday. I purchased a plane ticket, and then Ryan was like checking in and looking at it, and he's like, oh, this is for February. So I had to cancel that plane ticket and then reorder him a plane ticket that was $500 more than what I paid for the one that I paid before, which I understood. I was like, I was surprised when I saw it when I first booked it. But then as I was checking like my transactions on my debit card, I noticed that I had less money than I was supposed to. And there were several pending transactions for Uber Eats. And I was like, I don't use Uber Eats. I've never used Uber Eats. It's just, I don't even have, I use Uber whenever I need to take a ride to, like, if I need to go to the airport or something.
Right.
I've used it a few times last year, but I almost never use it. So I called my bank and I finally got a hold of someone, and it was at like 1 a.m. and I was looking through my transactions, and for 4 days, someone spent $366 and like 11 cents or something like that on Uber Eats.
Jesus Christ.
Like, some of them were only like $4 and change, like $12 and change, small transactions. But then the day that I found them, it was like 80 some dollars, 60 some dollars, 70 some dollars. I was like, Jesus. So now I'm waiting for my bank to process the fraud paperwork to reimburse or to give me my money back, basically.
Right.
And I called. So we know where it happened because for the 2 days before this happened and really even after it happened, the only place I had gone and used my debit card was at a Five Guys. It's just up the road and we go there all the time. And the same thing happened the last time my debit card got compromised. It was, I hadn't used it for 2 days. That day, the only place that I used it at was the Five Guys. So I called them and I was like, hey, I don't know what's going on there, but someone is skimming debit card information or card information from your cash register. And the guy that I talked to was like, oh, okay, well, I'll let my manager know. And give me your information and I'll give it to the district manager and all these people. And I was like, okay, whatever. Well, that was on Wednesday and I haven't heard anything from anyone. So I left a review on their, what is it called? Whatever. I left a review and I said, I gave them 1 star and I was like, I will not return to this place because I have now 2 times lost my debit card to them. Because someone somewhere there, either working there or a customer that they have, someone's friend that comes in is skimming credit card information from their credit card reader. Because I literally don't use my credit card or my debit card anywhere, almost ever. And when I do, I use Apple Pay, which doesn't actually send them my debit card information. It sends them like a fake debit card number.
Right.
That's the only place that I've actually used my debit card, like a physical debit card. So I was like, I will never go back to this location. It'll have to be another one because I don't trust them because I've lost my debit card now twice. The first time, thankfully, no one had used my debit card because they tried to use it at Best Buy. And they were buying more than what I had on my debit card at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And the transaction got declined. So I got a notification and I went ahead and canceled it before they could use it again. This time, I didn't notice it because they were doing small transactions and I had money on there, so like over $1,500 on there. And I didn't notice it until I was like, wait, that number isn't right. And I don't use Uber Eats, so.
Damn.
So it's frustrating. So now it says it takes up to 10 business days for them to make their decision. So that'll be fun. I mean, thankfully I have enough money that it's fine. And I also have credit cards that I can use until I get my debit card. Because it usually takes, it's 7 to 14 business days for them to send a new debit card.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun. Other than that, it's just been like work and school, and I turned in all of my assignments that were due. And one of them, I was scared because I don't want to say I plagiarized because it was a literary review where you were supposed to review 8 to 10, 8 to 10 articles on a subject and then like expand and talk about why it makes sense for using in an education setting. And I did that in my last class. So I didn't copy and paste. I like reviewed what I wrote in the last one and kind of summarized it in this one. And when I turned it in, it was at like 36% where it was saying that it matched other papers and assignments that had been turned in, because the information was basically the same because I was just reviewing an article that I had already read. So I was like, I feel like I'm probably going to get a 0 on this assignment because it got to 36%, and it's not really, I don't think you're supposed to go above 10%. But I got a 100% on it, so she must have either not looked at that or looked at it and said, oh, well, this is, I mean, it makes sense because he's reviewing a article that someone else has reviewed. So it would make sense that it has the same content in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what it was. It was like I was reviewing what an article was talking about, and it was really like the key points, and you can't really not copy someone else when you're reviewing the same article that someone else has reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't understand about those like checkers. It's like, how do they know that you didn't just write the same thing that someone else wrote?
Right.
Like, just because it has the same words and the same verbiage doesn't mean it's not your own words.
Right. Exactly.
But I mean, it didn't matter. So
you're quoting and all that. So.
Yeah. Well, I thought what we could do is I pulled some Reddit posts and Reddit questions. And I thought we could take a look at some of those and just talk and hang out.
Okie dokie.
Some of these are advice. Some of these are the am I the asshole? A lot of them are the am I the asshole? There's one of them that's am I the asshole Sims, which I don't really understand.
Okay.
Actually, there's two of them.
That's so funny.
And I read through one of them and I was like, wait, is this person talking about it? Was it said something about I cheated on my husband, but then it was talking about in the Sims game. And I'm like, are you for real right now? Are you talking about as though you're cheating on your husband, but it's actually in? Oh, no, this post has been removed.
Yeah.
That's sad. The first one I had was what is consensual sex? And it was asking a question, but it's been removed. So we won't talk about that one. But consensual sex, just for people, you have to have the yes and agreement between both parties. That's what consensual sex is. There's no muddy waters when it comes to that.
Yeah, consensual sex is enthusiastic, verbal yes. Like,
verbal
not
agreement.
Under duress, none of that.
verbal agreement between two consenting parties.
Yes, two consenting adults.
All right, so the first one is, am I the asshole for not checking to see if my wife locks the door? I, 34 male, had a brief time a few months ago where my wife, 32 female, found our front door had been left unlocked overnight a couple of times. We were home. She said this made her uncomfortable. Who left it unlocked? Who's to say? Maybe me. I can own up to that. So I started making a strong habit of making sure I always locked the door when I came in the house. Jesus. Even if I'm going to be going back outside quickly, problem solved, right? Well, fast forward to now, and all of a sudden my wife comes to me and says, what can we do to make sure you check to see if the door is locked at the end of the night? This is like three now. This is like three now that I have brought it up. I go to bed before you, so it should be your responsibility. Now, I know she was the last one home yesterday. Neither of us left the house after she got home, so she left the door unlocked last night and is mad at me for not checking behind her. I explained my perspective and the change in habit I had made, but she keeps on with saying, since I am usually the last one awake, I should be checking the door, and is now being terse or short. I don't know what terse means with me.
Terse means short.
Yeah. I can see the logic to both our rationales, but am I being unreasonable to think she is being a touch ridiculous about this? She left the door unlocked, didn't say that she did, and got mad at me for not checking behind her.
Yeah, I don't think he's the asshole.
I don't think he's the asshole, but I think they're both kind of stupid.
Right. I think it's like, I don't understand like these different, I don't know, views, I guess, on like small things like this. Like, I don't understand the getting upset. Like, if you understand, you know, I don't know. I think
like if you think it's that big of a deal that you're getting this upset about it, then why don't you just before you go to bed, check it as well?
Right.
Like it's not going to hurt for you to check it. I understand the whole you're the last one to come to bed. So just check to make sure everything's locked up and ready to go. But like I don't understand getting mad that if I don't go and check it, like it's there's two people in this house. You both could check it and make sure that it's locked. It's not going to do any harm to lock it and make sure it's locked twice or lock it the first time. Exactly. And then the other person just confirms. I mean, our apartment is where you have to badge in or like not badge. It's a key fob. You have to fob in to get into the building after 5 p.m. And on the weekends, it's after like noon. And then like all the other doors are inside. So no one can get in. No one can get to someone's front door without going through a door that's controlled. But we still, every time we come in the door, lock it. Every time, like it's just a habit that we've built. So it's not really that difficult of a habit for each person to, as soon as you come in the house, lock the door.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not that difficult. And it's kind of a stupid thing that you're arguing about. And it kind of makes me think, are there other things going on in your life that you are potentially should be arguing about or should are causing it to be like this is exacerbating the issue?
Yeah, I don't understand. But anyway, the next article is, would I be the asshole if I told my partner his friend can't use our home bathroom anymore? My 26 female partner, 30 male, has two friends and business partners, also 30 male, who come to our house a few times a week to work, hold meetings, etc. The office they use is downstairs and has a bathroom, which is also our only common area bathroom. 9 times out of 10, my partner and I are using this bathroom, and it is the only bathroom that other guests use when they come over. Every time that one of these guys comes over, our bathroom smells like a fishy sewer for days afterward. Every single time. We keep recalking the toilet, but it doesn't even matter because the next time he comes over, it's back. Both of these men are significantly heavier than us, but one of them lived with us for the better part of a year and we never had this issue. Friend number two must be doing something extra on the toilet that's causing this, right? My partner feels uncomfortable saying anything to him about it, understandably, but we're both disgusted even standing in our own bathroom. It feels dirty and nauseating and takes days for the smell to fade. Would I be the asshole if I banned him from using our home bathroom? Would I be the asshole if I put a sign up in the bathroom indirectly addressing the issue? This all feels ridiculous for my own home bathroom, but I'm at a loss. And they put LOL, which I think is hilarious. ETA, we called the plumber today and they're coming next week to check it out. Also adding, this man does not smell otherwise, so it's not a hygiene thing. We are not aware of any medical issue, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And it's not clearly a poop smell or pee smell, it's distinct. We don't think he's wiping out the bathroom every time he comes over.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
Because it sounds like it's not, like it might be that because he's heavier, it's causing something to, like the toilet to move around more than when someone else sits on it, which is causing it to like break the seal and allow the like sewer smell to come through. But that's not a him problem. That's a your bathroom and your toilet problem, and you need to have your toilet fixed, which I'm glad you called a plumber and they're coming over to look at it today because it should be able to support someone's weight and not move around. So it means whoever installed your toilet installed it incorrectly. And his body might just be a little bit heavier than the other person, or the way that he moves around when he's using it causes it to move more than it should. I don't think you're okay, and it looks like they've been deemed the asshole. I don't think it's okay to ban someone from using your bathroom just because something happens with your toilet that is a problem with your toilet.
Right. But also, there's so many other avenues to take for this. Like, there's all natural sprays. Like, there's poopery. Like,
I don't think, like they're saying, it doesn't seem like it's a, like, he used the bathroom and it's from him, like, the smell from him using the bathroom. It's the smell from the toilet being jostled out of, like, the breaking the seal. It's not right, like, right. But those will just, like, mask it for a certain time and it'll still come around.
I mean, I guess it just doesn't make sense that it goes away after a couple of days.
I mean, it might just reseal, like settle back down and reseal. So it kind of covered, like closes the smell again.
But then at that point, if it's that jostled that has broken the seal, anybody sitting on it is going to cause it to do that, regardless of their weight.
Not necessarily. It might, like him moving around could have broken the seal, and then over time, as it's sitting there over the next couple days, it could like reseal itself. And they're saying they caulk it again, or what did you say? They put new, new caulking around it.
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't have anything to do with the caulking that's around the bottom of the toilet. It has to do with the wax seal and how it's like situated in the tube that goes down to the actual sewer. It's dumb. I mean, I think everyone is correct. They are the asshole because you shouldn't. It's not that person's fault that your toilet is garbage. And like you said, I mean, if it is like the actual bathroom smell of him going to the bathroom and something with his body odor,
right?
Or internal systems odor, there's
ways around that.
Yeah. All right. So this next one is one of these weird ass ones that are from The Sims. And it's, am I the asshole for letting social services take my kids so I could adopt a puppy? When I read this at first, I thought that they were actually talking about their real life.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I'm sorry. And then I saw people agreeing with them. And I was like, wait, this has to be a joke. And then I realized it was talking about In Sims. And I was like, why is this a subreddit? I don't understand. I guess I don't get the fascination with Sims, but that's just me. Am I the asshole for letting social services take my kids so I could adopt a puppy? Okay, I know this sounds a little bad, but hear me out. My husband, adult male, and I, young adult female, had three children together, twin girls, toddlers, and a boy child. I never wanted kids, but one of my husband's wishes was to have children. He was very family oriented, so after a lot of pleading with him or from him, I finally gave in. I hate the kids. All they do is cry and complain all day. I wish they'd grow up faster, but I don't want them to miss out on their formative years of their lives and turn out evil or something. So I've been trying to remain patient. Anyway, along with the kids, my husband and I have three dogs, and I vastly prefer my dogs over my kids. As I'm sure you all know, there's a hard city limit of 8 household members, but the animal shelter and had a really cute puppy that I just couldn't live without. So in a moment of weakness, I decided to trap my husband in the basement and let the kids go hungry for a few days until social services came and took them so I could adopt the puppy. My husband pissed his pants a few times and he's sad that the kids are gone, but I'm sure he'll be fine in a few days, especially once he becomes BFFs with the puppy. So am I the asshole?
God.
I don't understand.
I love this comment. This is, why didn't you just kick your husband to the curb and send the kids with him? Exactly. And they responded with, he likes to cook and clean, so he's handy to keep around.
I don't. And then there's someone that's further on talking about, not the asshole. No one died, so it wasn't that bad. The kids will be adopted into a loving home. just like you adopted your puppy. Even trade. Husband is overreacting. And then someone else is like, this is not The Sims 2. Those kids are doomed to roam the townyhood forever if the L&D function works like it should. I don't understand what's happening here. To me, it sounds like you shouldn't have had kids to begin with. And I hope this isn't reflective of your personal life in the real world. And you shouldn't have kids, I'm assuming, in the real world. So never have children, first of all. And just adopt whatever dogs you want. And if you ever have a partner that wants you to have a child and you don't want it, I think it's time to reevaluate your relationship with that person. Because if you steadfast never want children, you're not going to like having children.
Yeah, correct.
That's never going
to
happen.
You're just
going
to see them as a burden. And that's not fair to anybody.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. But anyway, the next one is also no.
Yeah, it is. No,
it is. This one? I think this one's a real am I the asshole.
Wait, which one is it?
The am I the asshole for telling my wife to go to the doctor.
Oh, okay. That's not the next one I see. But no, yeah, that one's not.
Okay, so. And this was only posted 4 days ago. My wife loves to sleep. She'll go to bed at the same time as our kids, and I'll stay up for another 2 to 3 hours and wake up an hour before her. She also takes daily naps, 30 minutes to 2 hours at times. I let her sleep pretty much anytime she says she's going to. She also suffers from headaches, and I say suffers in quotes because she bombs ibuprofen daily right as she wakes up. She does suffer from anxiety and is on medication for that. She's a stay-at-home mom, but does have a small cottage bakery license and makes slash sells stuff there. Today, she slept in and I had to wake her up at 7:30 so the kids could see her before they go to school. Kids were up at 6:45. I got the kids on the bus and came inside at 8:30 and she said, I'm just going to close my eyes for an hour or so, then go thrifting with a friend. I sarcastically responded, you need to see a doctor. You woke up an hour ago and are going back to bed. You always have a headache and go through a Costco pack of ibuprofen every 2 to 3 months. Maybe it's your medicine, but you need to figure it out. Before I could explain how it's affecting us and our kids, she walked away and said, the doctor said some people have headaches. I'm just one of them. Our kids even say they don't want to ask her to play anymore because she always says no due to a headache or being tired. Last week, I told my daughter to ask her, made her ask, and when my wife said no, my daughter said, see, Daddy, she always says no. And I had to tell my wife her kids don't want to ask anymore because mommy never plays. Edit, wow, this blew up. Just checking it at 8 p.m.
I don't think this person's the asshole. I think it probably could have been a little less sarcastic and more like generally worried for their well-being.
Right.
Because like, it sounds like she has a neurological issue.
She sounds like my mom, except for the ibuprofen part. Because my mom suffered with migraines for years and years. Like, she still suffers from migraines. She didn't bomb ibuprofen, though, but that's because my mom's like, that stuff's super bad for you.
But, anyway. But my thing is, like, if you're going to a doctor and their response to you saying I have a headache every single day and I go through so much ibuprofen and their response is some people just have headaches, you must be one of them, that's not a good enough response. You need to find a new doctor, because if you're in pain, your doctor should be doing everything they can to figure out what's causing the pain and what they can do to fix it. Well, and if it is a side effect from your medicine, sorry, I don't mean to keep talking over you. If it is a side effect from your medicine, then they need to try different medicines with you.
What I was going to say is that, unfortunately, it is entirely possible that she has been to the doctor, different doctors, multiple times, And has still not had anybody take her seriously, because unfortunately that happens to a lot of AFABs in who go to the doctor, including myself and many, many other women. So, like, that's entirely a possibility. That she's been to the doctor and they just keep telling her it's all in your head. So,
yeah, I mean, I could see that being a possibility, but it sounds like, based on the information that we're being provided, that doesn't seem like that's what's going on, because it sounds like she's just taking the ibuprofen to deal with it and not actually talking to her doctor about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or going to a different doctor, because sometimes it's like you need to go to a specialist and it's not just going to your regular GP.
Yeah, but who can afford to go to a specialist?
I mean, if they have enough money for her to be a stay-at-home mom, they probably have enough money to go to a specialist.
True. That's true.
And also, I didn't know what SAHM meant, and I'm glad you read this one, because I thought he just misspelled sham. It's like, God, this guy is an asshole. He's calling his wife a sham.
No.
Oh. All right. All right. So the next one that I have, well, the one that was actually before the one that you read, is, am I the asshole for getting pregnant with my sister's husband's child? And it's an am I the asshole Sims. So it is another Sims one.
Okay.
So my husband and I have a child, and we threw a party to celebrate said child. I invited my sister, her husband, and child. Well, at the party, apparently my sister and husband accidentally fell into bed together, and the risky woohoo was a 101%. Well, my sister got pregnant with his child. So I did the logical thing and tried for a baby with her husband. I'm pregnant too, and our children are said to be born hours apart. So would I be the asshole for this? I am a loyal Sim. Would I be the asshole for this? I'm a loyal Sim, so I feel like I cheated with my husband. I cheated, and my husband and sister are sort of sad. Not mad, but we aren't getting divorced. I should add, my husband is technically my great-grandpa reincarnated. He died as a young adult, and my sister's husband is technically our uncle reincarnated, and he died as a teen. So am I wrong, and would I be guilty, or should I ask to open our marriage and forget about this? I don't understand Sims.
I'm very confused right now. How does this happen? I'm so confused. Like, what?
I don't understand. Like, what? I mean, it sounds like they fell into the bed together and the system just assumed that's what they were going to the bed to do with her husband and her sister. And then she decided to do the same thing with her sister's husband. I don't understand this whole reincarnation thing. That's crazy to me.
That's where I got lost. I've definitely seen a lot of interesting Sims stuff, but that's a new one for me.
I don't think you're the asshole, but I think you need to touch grass and get real friends. And that might seem very judgmental, and it kind of is, but this is a lot. I like the one person's Big Hornet 2011's response. Ask your husbands to cross swords. That will reverse the fetal polarity.
There we go. Correct. That's exactly
how you do it. Is this an actual thing? Like, does that happen? I don't understand.
Bruh, I have no idea. I've never played Sims like that. I always had friends who played Sims, but I've never personally played.
And is there an option for an outside person to come in and say, can we just get a, oh gosh, I don't even know what I was going to say. Can we just destroy the whole thing and make them start over from scratch with new people, new things, new everything? Because this group seems fucked.
Oh my goodness. All right. We ready for this next one?
Yeah.
All right. So this one is actually a short, scary story, which I'm very excited about. And the title is, "My husband hasn't spoken to me in months, so I decided to surprise him at dinner." "Hi, honey," I said, bustling over the stovetop. "How was your day?" He ignored me. He threw down his briefcase and got a beer from the fridge, the same as always. "Is dinner ready yet?" I pointed to the timer ticking on the kitchen counter. The meatloaf needed another 20 minutes. "I think the correct phrase is, 'What's cooking, good looking?'" I joked. "Look, I've had a long day," he sighed, draining his beer. "Just come get me when it's ready." "I will, honey," I said. "After dinner, I have a surprise for you." "Whatever." And with that, he retreated upstairs to play video games. Supper seemed to be all he cared about these days. So long as he was fed, he appeared to want nothing else to do with me. I tried to get him to talk to me. Something was clearly bothering him. He just wouldn't open up. But that was all right. Once dinner was ready, I hollered up the stairs that it was time to eat. The spread was immaculate. Roast cauliflower with lemongrass and shallot, jacket potatoes with garlic confit, and for the main course, a beautiful meatloaf, my own recipe, his favorite. I thought he might even notice. Instead, he simply began eating without even looking at his plate, his eyes glued to his phone. But that was all right. After 15 minutes of silence, broken only by the sounds of chewing, I spoke up. "So how's the meatloaf?" I asked.
"Good," he grunted.
"Curious about your surprise?" I asked, smiling. "Want a hint?"
"What do you want from me, Rose?" he scoffed, plating another ketchup-y slice. "I didn't forget your birthday, did I?" His words stung, but I tried not to let it show. I'd been silently rehearsing what I was about to say for hours.
"Actually, I wanted to talk to you," I said. "About the baby."
He stopped chewing for a moment, his jaw set. He always wanted to be a father, but 6 months ago, I'd miscarried at 20 weeks. The doctors told me we shouldn't try again. "I told you before that I didn't want to talk about it."
"But I do," I said. "She was my baby too. If you can't give me a child," he said, popping the last of his meatloaf in his mouth, "then we have nothing more to talk about."
He'd bitten down on something so hard he nearly cracked a tooth. As he gingerly pulled the thing from between his lips, he shuddered, unable to comprehend what he was seeing.
"Is that?" he asked softly.
I nodded.
"There's leftovers in the freezer if you're still hungry."
A belly button ring, the kind his mistress wore. He clutched his mouth in horror, staring at me with more passion than he had in months.
"Is this it,
you crazy bitch?" he cried. "Is this the surprise?"
"Of course not," I replied, pleased that I finally had his attention. "She was pregnant."
Damn.
He just ate his mistress in a different way than usual.
Damn.
That's a funny story. I don't know that I would call that a horror story.
Really?
Well, okay, maybe not horror, scary. I don't know that I would call it a scary story.
Okay, but horror doesn't always imply scary. Sometimes
no,
it just implies,
but it's like, the subreddit is short scary stories.
I mean, yeah.
I think that's hilarious. Somebody.
I call it karmic justice.
Yeah, I think it's funny. It was a good story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to skip the next one, but you can read it just because I want to read the one. I don't want to make you have to read really long ones. You're the only one that has to read really long ones. So I'm going to read the other really long one that is from r/stories.
Okay.
And it's, "I can't stand my gay best friend."
Oh, no.
All right. So here it goes. "I have two best friends. For privacy, I'll call them Mac and Jack. Mac and I get along really well. We laugh together, have inside jokes, and insult each other playfully, knowing neither of us means it seriously. Jack, on the other hand, I don't even know where to start. First, I need to mention that he's gay, as noted in the title. Let me clarify, I'm not homophobic. It's kind of questionable there. I honestly don't care about anyone's sexuality, be it gay, lesbian, etc. It's all fine by me, but Jack takes things way too far. He constantly has crushes on 2 to 5 people at once and even has a set of rules about them. He refers to them as using code names like Wood, Flat, Yellow, and I'm not allowed to say their real names. One of his crushes is a childhood friend of mine, and once when I accidentally said his real name, Jack freaked out as if I'd committed a serious crime. Once Jack made me ask one of my friends for the phone number of one of his crushes. I did it just to support him and to show I cared about our friendship. For a while, he became super polite and started doing nice things for me. But after I gave him the number, he drowned me in insults and rude comments. When I asked why he was insulting me, he admitted he had only acted nice to get what he wanted. When Jack needs something from me, he starts acting nice again, which I hate because I feel manipulated. It feels manipulative. He also makes me listen to endless hours of him talking about his crushes, little things like how someone looked at him or casually said hi. He interprets these small interactions as signs that they're in love with him. The worst part, Jack stalks all of his crushes. He says he just wants to know where they live. One time, we were hanging out when one of his crushes casually walked by. Jack dropped everything, started following the person, and left me standing on the street. Hours later, he called me to say he had just stopped following them. I was shocked. He also has the rule about his crushes being, quote unquote, the best, smarter, more attractive, and more charming than me. Just to clarify, I do not want Jack to like me romantically. I've started thinking about cutting him off without an explanation. Mac agrees with me and is also considering ending his friendship with Jack. I don't know what to do. Any suggestions? Honestly, once he starts manipulating you, I would have dropped him as a friend.
Yeah. Like, clearly he doesn't want to be friends with you if all he's doing is insulting you all the time. Like,
There are some friends that we insult and play.
Yeah, but it's playful.
Yeah.
And it's clearly playful and everybody's in on the joke. Like, it's like when we make jokes about me being old. Everybody's in on the joke.
I don't, because it's true. I don't understand what, I don't, that's not a joke, Sarah.
It is a joke because you are also old. We're the same age.
No, we're not.
Oh my God. You're right. We're right this minute. We are not the same age. You're right. Right this moment, I am 36 and you are 35. However, that is going to change very soon. Very soon. And then we're going to both be 36. And that's how that works.
Sarah, did you write this about me?
No,
I've never acted like this in my life. That's insane.
No, I know. I like, first of all, okay, it was already bad, but then you just casually throw in that he stalks people.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Maybe you need to get your friend help.
Right? Like, I'm like, that's not healthy. Hello. What?
I also wonder what the gender of the person that's writing this is.
I don't know.
Like, at first I thought it was a female, but then, like, closer to the end, it sounds like it's a male.
Right. Honestly, you know what it sounds like, kind of, or at least to me? It kind of sounds like that Jack has a crush on the OP, and that's part of the reason why he's being so unkind.
Yeah.
Like, because that, unfortunately, there's a lot of guys out there who that's how they behave when they like somebody. is they act like an asshole. And it's called negging, actually. So.
And it's weird.
And it's weird. If you like somebody, tell them that you like them. What? How difficult is that? You don't have to be weird. Ugh. Anyway. I feel bad, but like at the same time, I'm just like, that's gross. Like somebody said, at some point, he's not the problem anymore. You are. Why would you call this person your best friend? Are you a masochist? And then somebody said, you don't have a gay best friend. You have a gay guy who hangs around you, insulting you. Big difference.
No.
Yeah. That's not a good... Nothing about that is good.
This person says, fuck Jack one last time and leave the fool. They're not in a relationship. They don't... There's nothing in here that says that they have ever had sex.
But also, I do have to agree with the two people who said, if you can't stand him, he's not your best friend. He's not your best friend if you hate him.
Yeah.
It's like, that's true. Because if I hate somebody, I am not best friends with them. Like, what?
Oh, God. I'm going to try to read this one because someone responded with a little meme and it says Godzilla had a stroke trying to read this and fucking died. I'm going to try to read this because it's horrible. I am not gay, and gay people never like that because they the most respect than anyone. They joke, have fun. Oh my God, I'm about to have a stroke. I work with a guy. He was awesome. And do anything for anybody. Even you get drunk, call him up 2 a.m. He will pick you up at the bar. No questions. Ask one time. One employee, so him go. Oh my God. One employee, so him go in bar and with a gay lady. Gay with a gay in lady. And say, I saw such and such go in the bar. His we laugh because if you don't, he is gay. I will go right and tell him, and he did that and joke about anything. He was awesome. So yes, cut your friend off last. I would not trust him. Oh, cut your friend off for fast. I would not trust him. That is the most incoherent rant. With no. Oh my God. My brain hurts now.
No, I gave up. Like,
there's no punctuation at all.
I gave up because literally, what did you even just read? My brain short circuited.
I don't understand what he's even saying.
That
he has really good gay friends, or this person has really good gay friends, and this their friend, the person, and then they shared some fun, incoherent times that they had with their friend. I don't know. All right, wild. Last one.
Something impersonated my daughter. Okay. The other morning, as I was getting ready for work, something very strange happened. My daughter walks by me and goes into the bathroom to get cleaned up and ready for school. Business as usual. But she didn't turn on the bathroom lights. Finding this odd, I walked into the bathroom to flip the lights on for her, and she wasn't in there. I go upstairs to her bedroom, and she's asleep in her bed still. What could be impersonating my child and why? Also, I have a functioning carbon monoxide detector, and no, I'm not taking any medication. Edit. I want to thank everyone that has offered advice and shared their own personal stories that are similar. You have all given me quite a lot of research, and I really appreciate you guys. So this is in the r/paranormal subreddit, and it's definitely interesting. I've definitely seen things walk by that vanish. But not like that.
I'm wondering if it was like a memory that she thought she saw it, and it was just because like her memory was like replaying something of her daughter going by her. I don't really 100% believe in paranormal things.
I know. Which is what makes this interesting.
Like, I think it's funny when people talk about them, because I'm like, that didn't happen.
But like, okay, but the thing is, though, is then, because I've had experiences. So it always just makes me wonder, like, you know that I'm a really bad liar. So obviously I'm not making it up. So like, what do you think that it is when I talk about the paranormal experiences I've had?
I think it's just your brain playing a trick on you.
Okay. All right.
Because your brain's crazy and we don't know what goes on, especially your brain. Especially your brain. And we don't know like what all our brain can do and say. So like, it could just be that your brain is trying to like fill in blank space, and that's how it does it.
True. The brain does fill in blank spaces.
Yeah, and it's based off of like something that you have experienced in the past. So like this, I'm sure her daughter goes into the bathroom every single day, like she says. So it was just filling in the blank space, and it wanted to fill in with her daughter going to the bathroom. I don't know. It's weird. Well, that's all I have. Those are all the Reddit posts that I got this week. Do you have anything fun planned for the weekend, even though it's Saturday? How's work going, other than the whole issues with the
work's
billing
going
and
okay.
stuff?
Yeah, work's going okay. I'm doing okay. It's just a lot, and it's overwhelming. But it's going okay. Let's see, what do I have planned? Originally, I was going to go on a date tomorrow, thrifting. But we ended up having to cancel that because they just got their work schedule and they have to work on Sunday. So that sucks. And I'm going to spend some time with Nick and everybody this evening, and that's about it. What about you?
I don't know yet. Ryan's working tonight. He just got back yesterday from flying back to Indiana. Mm-hmm. And so he's working tonight, and then I have to figure out what we're doing for dinner. And then tomorrow we'll probably go somewhere for brunch, lunch, breakfast, depending on what time we get up. And then when he gets home, we have RuPaul's Drag Race to watch, and then the pit stop. And I have some school stuff to do, so I need to work on my school stuff. I have two assignments that are due this week, and I have discussion boards and other fun stuff to do.
You know, all that fun, cool school stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I still have a pretty good grade in both classes. It's like 96 in one and 93 in the other. So
that's good.
I'm doing okay. This is the fifth week. So we have 5 more weeks left in this class, these classes. And then I go on to my last class before all my dissertation stuff.
Are you excited?
I am, but I'm kind of annoyed because I feel like the dissertation stuff is going to take up too much time because it's 4 classes for 10 weeks of just doing research and stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, I want it to be done faster. And like, these classes don't end for another 5 weeks. So 1, 2, 3. They won't end until the middle of February. And then my next class doesn't start until the end of February. And it's for 10 weeks. I'm not seeing how I'm going to be able to graduate in October, though. Because that's after I have 50 weeks left. And it's January. I have more than 50 weeks left. I have 55 weeks left.
And well, there's only 52 weeks in a year.
And there's a week in between each class. So I don't understand how I'm supposed to be on schedule to graduate in October when I still have all these classes and they're going to make me take them one at a time.
I don't know. That is weird.
And I would just like to get it done with and get it over with.
Valid. Super valid. I'm thinking about maybe going back to school for the summer semester. I haven't decided for sure yet, but.
Did you ever finish the paperwork for your what's it called?
Deferral?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So. But, you know, still though, it would be nice to go back to school. I miss being in school. But I'm also really worried that if I go back to school right now, because of how much my job is during the week, I'm worried that I'll be too burnt out to do school.
Yeah. I mean, you already have like the basic things done because you have your associate's degree.
Mm-hmm.
So you should like, that's the thing that I found with my my bachelor's degree and my master's. It was more work, but it was a lot more interesting work because it was about something that I was interested in. It wasn't like those stupid general classes like math and English and all those stuff that are required for like an associate's. It was more classes that are things that I preferred to learn about. Well, my bachelor's not so much, but my master's was. So it's not, it seems like a lot of work, but it's more fun work when it's something that you're interested in.
That's fair. That makes a lot of sense.
That's the thing that sucks about school. It's like you have to take all of this crap that is like getting you ready for writing papers and doing all this basic stuff, but it's because it's something that you should be learning anyway, but it's like, when are you actually going to use some of those things in the job that you're actually looking for? Especially like advanced mathematics. It's like, unless you're going for some type of degree that has, or a job that has to do with like math or science or something like that, doesn't really make sense to make you take those classes.
Right.
That's why I kind of prefer, it sounds stupid because I'm finishing up my doctorate degree, but I kind of prefer the on-the-job training route where you learn whatever you need to through the experience that you gain through your work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more employers should look into certifications that can help someone grow in like their preferred field. Like I don't think degrees should be necessarily as kind of the mark for success anymore. It should be like certifications, because things change all the time. And if you get a master's degree in IT, the information that you're probably reviewing when you're going through the class for IT is more than likely almost outdated, because by the time you graduate, especially with IT and like technology, things have changed so much that it doesn't matter what you learned anymore.
Yeah, that's true. And you're constantly learning on the go.
Yeah. Well, would you like to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is @NowAboutThatPod. If we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. If there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, where you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on Monday. Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.